Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Fierce Conversations by Susan Scott, a transformative guide that dives into the art of meaningful dialogue. Published in 2002, this book empowers readers to engage in authentic and powerful conversations that can significantly alter life's path. Through anecdotes, practical techniques, and real assignments, Scott illustrates that at the heart of successful relationships lies the ability to communicate effectively. Susan Scott, a renowned Fortune 100 public speaker and executive coach, established Fierce, a company dedicated to leadership development, after over a decade of operating CEO think tanks. She has authored several bestsellers, including Fierce Leadership and Fierce Love, and has delivered many keynote presentations and TEDx talks. Fierce Conversations is an indispensable tool for managers, leaders, employers, and anyone seeking to enhance their communication skills or mend a relationship. Join us as we delve into how mastering the craft of conversation is not just about exchanging information, but making genuine connections that foster personal and professional growth. Fierce Conversations, Achieving Success at Work and in Life, One Conversation at a Time. Introduction. Transform your communication. How to navigate tough talks with courage and authenticity. Imagine this. You're faced with a conversation that makes your stomach churn. Whether it's telling a roommate about their troubling fiancé, addressing a coworker's repeated missed deadlines, or confronting a too autocratic team leader. Such scenarios are daunting, aren't they? Most of us shy away from these uncomfortable discussions, but embracing them can dramatically transform our relationships and work environments. Susan Scott's book, Fierce Conversations, is a treasure trove of strategies and insights designed to turn you into a communication powerhouse. Throughout the book, Scott emphasizes the importance of being genuine, present, and unflinchingly honest. By mastering these elements, you'll find that even the most challenging conversations can lead to significant breakthroughs in both your personal and professional life. Using practical exercises and effective techniques, Scott guides you on how to approach these awkward or critical moments, not just with bravery, but with a clarity that can foster genuine transformation. So, gear up to learn how to channel your inner courage and initiate those pivotal conversations that can redefine your relationships and sharpen your leadership skills. Part 1. Unlock the transformative power of fierce conversations. Ever found yourself pondering, how did things get to this point? Whether it's examining a faltering business teeming with unsatisfied employees and clients, or facing a personal relationship that has lost its spark, the answer often lies in our conversations. Life, like a strategy-laden board game, advances through the throes of dice. And these dice are metaphorically the conversations we engage in. It's important to recognize that a conversation is more than mere words exchanged. It's fundamentally a dynamic relationship with yourself and others. The nature of these discussions can either keep you locked in place or dramatically pivot your life's trajectory. If you're aiming for transformation, then cultivating fierce conversations is your path forward. Such conversations are intense, passionate, unrestrained, and most critically, genuine. They represent the true essence of who you are, often hidden behind the curtains of politeness or suppressed by fear. Imagine a workplace where such fierce conversations are the norm. Employees feel valued and tied to the success of the organization. Leadership acts less like distant figures and more like mentors. Mediocrity is chased away, and everyone communicates their truths freely and respectfully. Similarly, envision a home where family ties deepen and friendships flourish in an environment where honesty is cherished, even when it's tough. As we delve deeper, we will explore the 7 core principles of fierce conversations laid out by Susan Scott, each designed to help you revolutionize your interactions and, by extension, your relationships. Part 2. embrace the spectrum of truths in fierce conversations. Back in the autumn of 2001, an unexpected event transformed the operations of a Bering Sea crab fishery. The aftermath of the 9/11 attacks deterred many Japanese tourists from visiting the U.S. Instead, they stayed home, inadvertently causing a surge in local crab consumption. Orders for the fishery more than doubled, catching the business off guard. This occurrence sheds light on a broader lesson. Life and business are full of unpredictable moments. Our response to such vagaries can determine our path to failure or success. At the heart of responding effectively is the recognition of multiple truths. Fierce conversations attempt to honor these diverse perspectives. Take the crab fishery scenario. To manage the sudden spike in demand, it was crucial to integrate the viewpoints of the fisherman, the accountant, the salesperson, and the CEO, each holding a unique perspective and truth. To apply this approach to any business scenario, crab-related or not, here's a streamlined process. Start by clearly defining the issue in one or two sentences and determine its nature. Is it a challenge, an opportunity, perhaps a persistent problem? Outline the background and the actions taken so far, using bullet points, and specify any help you might require going forward. Next, organize a meeting. Include not only the direct stakeholders, but also those who might be affected downstream. When sending out invites, it's better to err on the side of inclusivity. Provide all necessary context in advance and stress the importance of coming prepared. During the meeting, foster an environment of active engagement, discourage note-taking to maintain eye contact, and ensure participation. Encourage honest feedback by inviting all perspectives on the issue. If someone is silent, engage them directly by name. Handle disagreements with curiosity rather than defensiveness to cultivate a constructive dialogue. Conclude by having everyone write down their proposed solutions and share them aloud. Summarize the collective input, express gratitude for each contribution, and commit to keeping everyone updated on progress. By valuing and integrating multiple truths, you pave the way for richer, more effective outcomes that reflect the collective wisdom and needs of all participants. Part 3. Embracing your true self in every conversation. Picture being in a meeting where your team is dissecting the reasons behind a campaign's flop. Your boss, Neil, is eagerly seeking explanations. You know the root cause, Neil's decision to hire an inexperienced contractor. Yet, there you sit, silent, fearing the repercussions of speaking out. Now, let's reimagine this scenario. What if you chose to voice your thoughts? Yes, Neil might react negatively, but your honesty could prompt a pivotal improvement in his decision-making process. Visualize your genuine self, the one yearning to engage in this tough conversation, standing behind your more reserved self. To engage in a truly fierce conversation, you need to step forward, out of the shadows of your reservations. This principle holds true whether you're an employee or the boss. If you're in a leadership role, encourage honesty, even if it means facing criticism. Embrace your mistakes, own up to them, and foster an environment where transparent communication is valued. This approach not only resolves issues, but also cultivates trust and openness within your team. To tap into your authentic self, consider these exercises. Start by succinctly jotting down your feelings about yourself, your life, and your work. This can be a few words or phrases that genuinely reflect your current state. Next, envision your life as a movie. What's the plot? What conflicts arise? What would the perfect ending look like? This introspective, fierce conversation with yourself can influence all your relationships. Consider what directions you're taking, who will accompany you, and how you'll achieve your goals. Then, compile a list of people with whom you need to have fierce conversations. Is it your partner, your manager, or perhaps your siblings? Specify the topics you want to discuss with each individual. Lastly, pinpoint a major issue you're eager to resolve. Define it clearly. Understand its impact and implications. Acknowledge your part in it, and outline what a satisfactory resolution would look like. Solidify your commitment to addressing this issue by writing and signing a contract with yourself. These steps, centered around self-reflection and honesty, will enable you to not only find your authentic self, but also engage in more meaningful and transformative conversations. Part 4. The critical role of presence in powerful conversations. True presence in a conversation often involves tuning into the unspoken elements just as much as the spoken ones. Consider a scenario from one of Susan Scott's Fierce Conversations workshops. A participant, let's call him James, was instructed to discuss a personal challenge. Scott cleverly divided the audience into thirds, each assigned a unique focus. One group concentrated on James's words, another on his emotions, and the third on his intentions. As James shared his difficulties with weight gain and his resolutions to exercise more and eat healthier, each group absorbed different layers of his narrative. The first group could articulate precisely what he said, the second sensed his underlying frustration and embarrassment, while the third group sensed a deeper truth. They felt James wasn't truly ready to change, a notion subtly confirmed when he opted for extra brownies during the break. This exercise illuminates how fierce conversations transcend mere words. True listening encompasses observing and understanding deeper intentions and emotions. A key strategy to enhance this understanding is maintaining eye contact, which helps stay focused entirely on the person speaking without distractions. To dive deeper into any conversation, approach it with thoughtful queries like, "Is there a topic you hope I won't bring up?" Or, "What would you dedicate more time to if you could?" These questions can unearth deeper topics and show genuine interest in the speaker's perspective. When the time comes to engage in the actual conversation, it might be tempting to jump in with advice or opinions. However, the real challenge and power lies in holding back, allowing space for the other person to fill. By simply listening and being present, you provide a space where true understanding and connection can occur, which are the bedrocks of fierce conversations. Part 5. Embracing radical candor in feedback. Handling tough feedback conversations with your team might prompt a sense of dread. Whether it's about a junior employee's lagging performance or a colleague's sluggish project timeline, addressing these issues head-on benefits everyone involved. If the idea of confrontation makes you uneasy, Susan Scott provides a streamlined approach to make these discussions less daunting and more productive. Begin by crafting a concise opening statement that you can deliver in under a minute, embodying 7 key components. Start by clearly naming the issue. For example, you might say, "Sam, I want to address how you manage our team meetings and its impact." Phrasing like "I want" or "I'd like" tends to be less intimidating than "I need," setting a more constructive tone from the outset. Next, provide a specific example to pinpoint the concern. "I've been informed by some team members that agendas aren't sent out for meetings, which often run 30-45 minutes over the scheduled time." Then, express your feelings about the issue. "I'm quite worried about how this might affect the team's morale." Articulate the stakes involved. "Several team members have expressed their frustration about this, and some have even considered leaving the team due to these prolonged meetings." Acknowledge your role and any missteps. "I realize I should have provided this feedback sooner, and I apologize for not addressing it earlier." Express your desire for a solution. "I am committed to resolving the inefficiency of our meetings." Finally, invite a dialogue by asking for the other person's perspective. "Can you share your thoughts on this matter?" Once your initial statement is delivered, foster an interactive dialogue. If the conversation veers off track, gently refocus on the core issue. The final goal should be a mutual understanding and a clear plan of action, ensuring that both parties agree on what has been discussed and how to move forward. This method of radical candor not only clarifies expectations, but also strengthens relationships, fostering an environment where constructive feedback is not just delivered, but welcomed. Part 6. Navigating the dual realities of conversation. The left-hand column technique. Envision a sheet of paper divided into 2 columns. On the right, you jot down the words that are actually spoken in a conversation. On the left, you capture your internal reactions and thoughts about what's being said. This is the essence of the left-hand column technique, a powerful tool for enhancing understanding and depth in conversations. Take, for instance, a discussion with your friend Jin, who's contemplating a job promotion but doubts her qualifications in comparison to another candidate, Ernesto. In your right column, you might voice support. I think you have a good shot, Jin. However, in your left column, you might be thinking, but Ernesto's recent presentation was impressive. I'm not sure Jin can compete with that. Instead of suppressing these thoughts, which could be valuable, or expressing them bluntly, which might be hurtful, you find a diplomatic balance. You should definitely apply Jin. Perhaps we could work together on enhancing your presentation skills. The left-hand column is also useful for recording your observations about the emotional undertones of a conversation. For example, Scott recounts an interaction with David, whose son Ron had fallen into bad company and left home after intense conflicts. During their conversation, David spoke in a detached, almost emotionless manner, as if enveloped in a fog. When Scott observed and mentioned David's emotional disengagement, it led him to acknowledge his suppressed feelings and marked a pivotal step towards emotional recovery. This technique underscores a challenging aspect of human interactions, the fear of causing offense, which often prevents us from speaking our deeper truths. Our societal conditioning urges us to prioritize niceness, but the left-hand column encourages a bolder path. By acknowledging and integrating these unspoken thoughts into our dialogues, we not only clear the fog of miscommunication, but also engage more authentically and constructively. It's a fierce approach, but one that fosters genuine connections and breakthroughs in understanding. Part 7. Managing your impact and the power of silence. Consider how the lingering taste of a delicious meal stays with you long after you've finished eating, or conversely, how the unpleasant bitterness of a poor dish can haunt you for hours. This concept applies similarly to our interactions with others. Susan Scott refers to this lasting impression as your wake, the residual feeling you leave behind after an interaction. It's vital to be aware of your wake, striving to ensure it's more sweet than bitter. Here's what to avoid to maintain a positive wake. Refrain from name-calling, playing the blame game, exaggerating minor issues. You forgot my dry cleaning, hence you don't care about me. Or using dismissive phrases such as you don't get it, or here you go again. Remember, harm can be inflicted not just through words, but through facial expressions and tone of voice as well. In moments of tension or emotional intensity, the instinct might be to withdraw. However, these are the times it's most crucial to stay present and authentic. Envision yourself as a crucible, capable of withstanding high heat without melting or cracking. Instead of reacting with anger, use the opportunity to transform that energy into something constructive. While much emphasis is placed on what we say in conversations, the role of silence is equally significant. Silence can be strategically used to introduce meaningful pauses, creating space to really understand the underlying essence of a conversation. It allows you both to hear and to be heard on a deeper level. However, be cautious. Silence should not morph into passive aggression or become so dense that it blocks further communication. Used correctly, it's a tool that enriches dialogue, not a weapon that ends it. Always remember, conversations are not mere exchanges of words. They are evolving relationships with ourselves and others. By mastering the art of fierce conversations, which includes managing your wake and utilizing silence effectively, you commit to a path of authentic interaction. This commitment paves the way towards a richer, more fulfilling life. Final summary. Engaging in fierce conversations is about letting your true, powerful self shine through, courageously addressing the crucial matters at hand. By consistently practicing this form of communication, you not only enhance your relationships with colleagues and loved ones, but also deepen your connection with yourself. This commitment to authenticity and meaningful dialogue fosters a richer, more understanding, and connected life, both professionally and personally. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.